Deutsche Bank, UBS, and Credit Suisse have a parade of regulators asking questions about who they allow to trade in their private stock exchanges. These so-called dark pools have grown rapidly in recent years as slower-moving institutional investors seek protection from predatory flash traders. Chris Nagy is CEO of the Core Group, which analyzes stock market trades. He says anyone with a 401k is losing money to these high-frequency traders.
Oh, the market's really safe. There are no high-frequency traders in it when, lo and behold, actually high-frequency traders encompass the bulk of it.
British bank Barclays was accused of lying to investors last month. They countered that mutual fund managers should be sophisticated enough to tell when they're trading against a computer. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane in New York.